Welcome to day 17 of my 17 days in July. Yippee! Thank you for joining with me, seeing through my eyes all of this time. It's been amazing getting the responses and all. I do not take you for granted. I know that you have your busy schedules, but still took time to listen to me. I'm really, really grateful. You are listening to this, my crooked voice. Yeah, so day 17. I started the day with a low battery on my phone. Yeah. Then started charging my laptop at some point. Yeah. Then, so I spoke to a neighbor, put on Jen. Then I started posting my hot pictures and on my pages. Yeah. Then the messages kept pouring in and started hearing folks say, "Oh, Lamdi, why didn't you tell me it was your birthday? Why didn't you tell me it was your birthday?" And here I am thinking, okay, I love you, but I just don't want to bother you. Because the thing is, I think I have a problem asking for help. I know how to help people when I can. I know how to ask people, "Hey, Bingpe, talk to me. What's wrong?" You know, but I don't know how to say, "Okay, hi, Anifa, I think I'm doing this, going through stuff. Can you?" You know. But like a new friend I met yesterday or some a while ago, yeah, I think a few days ago, said you would have to know how to ask. And here I am trying to lean on people, you know, trying to open myself up to, you know, to pour, to unhand some of the burden that I have carried for this long. Last year, July 1st, I began my journey actively journaling. For 17 days in July last year, I wrote every day, saying, talking about what I felt, my emotions, my thoughts in a day. And I compiled it all and sent it in a mass email. And the responses I got were very amazing. You know, folks really happy that I could tell them about stuff. Like, okay, so they get to see Lamide and see Lamide as she is, you know, not holding back, not being so strong. And there it started to come to them that, okay, since Lamide, who appears to be also strong, you know, has gone through this kind of thing, that means I myself, I can go through what I'm going through and come out topside. Recording this was hard. This is the sixth attempt I'm trying to make record this. Each time I tried to record this episode, there was always a phone call that came in or something. And I go back and check and see that, oh, I haven't even been recording at all. Or there was no sound or anything. So I'm like, okay, what's happening to day 17? Do I not really want to pour out my soul to the world, or what's happening? But here I am, here. As my pictures, people started posting my pictures on the platforms too, and someone said, "I love you for being such a wonderful friend." And I had to reply, like, I was never this amazing. I used to lock myself in my head, you know, not care about, not like I didn't care, but I felt like, whoa, I'm dealing with my own shit too. You go deal with yours. I didn't understand that the only way we move forward is together, is by holding each other's hands, one another's hands, helping ourselves climb up. I've known a couple of people over the course of my few years I spent on the earth, and one thing is common that I found out that people all just want to be by themselves, you know, especially this adulting is a scam. You know, if you look, I have all the whole weight of the world on my shoulders, okay, I don't want to bother. And of course, the economy is a mess. We know how terrible things are in the economy now. You know, nobody's really smiling. I wonder how salaried folks are getting by. Yeah, it's been a miracle that we're still surviving, because Nigerians really are people that, despite the fact that you push them to the wall, they'll probably dig into the wall and just keep putting their back into the wall. It's some crazy ass shit. I don't get it, but I think that's what it is. But I've also come to the understanding that to make the world a better place, you have to make the person a better person. It just starts from the individual all the time. So I just knew with that I'd started to have something different happen in my life. I've started to have better conversations, better. I now have girls as friends. And I started saying it's not so hard to have girls. I've somebody that have a lot of male friends, lots and lots of male friends. I feel very comfortable, if not for the fact that I came from a home that we didn't used to wear earrings or any of that, I probably would have been a tomboy, which I talk about in my book, The Girl in the Mirror. Yeah, so I have lots and lots of male friends, you know. Sometimes I just feel like I need to just have simple conversations sometimes, you know, not mundane stuff. But now I start to see that I could also have those things with girls, with ladies. And it's been amazing. I have friends. I have Helen. Helen of Memoirs of a Nigerian Girl. She's an amazing, amazing woman. Sometime in June, when I was feeling the toils of a heartbreak, you know, Helen just messages me and she says, "Oh, Lami, how are you doing?" And for some reason, I decided to open up that day. Normally, I would have just said, "I'm okay" or something. But for some reason, I just said, "Okay, I'm feeling some type of way." And she says, "Okay, sorry about that. How you feel?" I said that I do not have an appetite. And next thing she does is sends me a bowl of spaghetti, which I do not finish. I had to share with my colleagues eventually. I'm in my office the next day and she sends scented candle. Whoa. And I'm like, whoa. So people can connect with me this much. I could get stuff from people. People could want to love me. I always felt like I had to be the person to always give it out, to help people, you know. And eventually, for some reason, I kept being at the losing end, you know. And it's been an amazing experience. I met Damola too. Damola is a teacher. Very amazing, amazing lady. She has two kids. She's very wonderful. My first book, she ordered about 5 copies of a book, and our conversations have been amazing. And I have a few others too, here and there, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, if I could develop my feminine side, because I'm always focusing on the masculine side, and if I could develop my feminine side, okay, can I be an all-rounded woman? Yeah, these are just thoughts that I come to understand. And as the day continued to progress, I saw messages from people, and the messages were so amazing. And I thought about how much difference I was making in the lives of others, which had to do with the fact that I became better for myself. I wanted better. I wasn't taking anything for granted anymore. I wasn't allowing or exposing myself to situations where I don't want to be. I found out that situations where they find me watering dead trees, no. Situations that have me carrying the conversation all day long, you know, asking a person to be there to talk to me. No, I won't do that anymore. I found out that it's only what I want is what I want, and like ultimately I'm responsible for my happiness. I spent yesterday, my birthday, home, all through, listening to the messages, reading them, coming in, and I had like, at the end of the day, I had like a little karaoke party in the evening, and because I didn't tell many people, because I got lost in my head. I was trying to write my poem, This Is 31, then I was trying to write an email. I had stuff of things, and I was also thinking of publishing my ebook. My head was just in so many places that I forgot actually to say, okay, hi, would you like to come celebrate with me and all that. So there's this garden at Cirile. Gentle Giant Garden is a small private place that you can come to and have an amazing time. It's 20 people, very cozy. You can just come have drinks, you know, be with. It's located at 29 Fuja Street, Akerele, Surule. Yeah, so I just, in the evening, I just went out with a few friends and all that. So, like I was saying, folks were like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you? And yeah, of course, I reverted back to, I don't want to feel needy. I hate to feel needy. I hate to feel like I am in a place to, how to put it now? I hate to feel like I want, like people need to help me. You know, I hate to feel, but every day I'm coming to the understanding that, every day I'm coming to the understanding that the same way that I'm helping others too, I'm also meant to be helped. Like I spoke in the podcast of yesterday, human capital is the most important resource in this earth, not money. And you don't have to know all the people in the world, just know somebody, you know. You're thinking, okay, how can I help this person? This person has everything. You can always just say something to somebody. It's just a very easy life. Life can be so easy. So my day was pretty chill, but as the day started to go to an end, I started to feel lost. I started to feel alone. I'd been really happy, yeah, but I started to feel like, okay, there's still something missing. There's still somebody that should be there. But I've come to the understanding that I will not settle for anything less just because I'm growing older or because I want to fulfill some desires. I'm not going to do that. Everything about me is going to be really intentional. This girl in the mirror says no to situationships that puts her in places where she can't be herself, you know, where she cannot explore who she really is. I'm kind of done with being put in a box, you know, people looking at me some type of way, or people trying to walk or take advantage of me because I am just allowing things fly, you know. So I just felt kind of alone, you know. I started chatting with a new friend I met and stuck in saying I had birthday blues. Yeah, this was around almost 12 o'clock at night, I think, to 1 and all of that, you know. The crux of a human existence basically is to love and to be loved, and for some reason everyone is on guard about opening their heart to the next person, basically because they've been through a lot of shit. They've been through a lot, and I understand this. Sometimes it's very scary for me. Sometimes I get anxious when I even try to, even though it looks like it's so easy for me to walk up to a person and talk to them. But there was a time in my life where I'm trying to cross the road and there's a puddle of water on the road. I'm like so anxious, like my anxiety is high, you know. I still feel anxious sometimes when I, you know, but I still do it anyway. I still do it. It's like a constant everyday struggle for me to do these things. And there's this Bible passage that says God will not suffer us to be tempted above that which we are able. Sometimes I thought to myself, why do I have to go through this much obstacles, hurdles in my life? Am I the only one in this earth? Yeah. But every day I come to the understanding that it's all for a reason, and that I am really the creator of my reality, that and that only the things that I want to experience is what I want to experience. And this is what I know. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to continue staying happy no matter what life throws at me. And I'm going to build an empire. That's the plan. From the girl in the mirror to other works. And also with my friends. My friends and I are going to get rich together. It's a plan. It's time to take back what is ours. Nigerians are not poor people. We're just people who are separated from one another. We're supposed to be connected constantly. And that's the way. And that's how the rich have continued to stay rich. The connections of this earth. That's all. It's not money. For me and my love life, I would only continue to take experience that I want, and everything would fall in place. Even though sometimes I feel down, but it's just part of it, because I'm human, and yeah, humans feel. And I'm grateful for all my friends who said a word or two to me, even random people that just follow me, read my emails. I'm so grateful that I'm making a difference in life of people. I'm also looking to holding a talk or two, you know, about your hearts. I feel like people's hearts are stony. People need to be happier. People need to let go. People need to be them again. And I'm going to keep you in touch whenever this comes up. I'm so thankful to you for walking with me through the 17 days in July journey. And I hope that you'd one day have the courage to share your story. And also, I hope that all your desires will be met. Thank you for listening to me. I have no harsh words for you.